Ladies and gentlemen, we present in dramatic form another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. We are pleased to announce that the publishers of Red Book Magazine have given us special permission to broadcast these stories. Mr. Balmer is here with us, and before the story begins, we're going to ask him to tell you his reasons for selecting Peter B. Kine's story, The Goat of Private Hibbs. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Mr. Kreminger. Peter B. Kine is one of the most popular of all our authors. Both men and women delight in his stories because they are always lighthearted and about people whom you like. Kine served in the old army in the Philippines, and he is also sent to France. The Goat of Private Hibbs is the story of a soldier and his goat, which is based upon a real experience. The soldiers and officers are real characters whom Kine knew.
Private Homer Hibbs was a veteran, but not a very good soldier. Summary courts, fines for going AWOL, Private Hibbs had a record. Disgrace to the uniform, his company commander called him, and only his sense of humor kept him in the outfit. Hibbs got drunk, and AWOL again. And because it was France and war, his officers punished him by sticking him on a supply cart. Private Homer Hibbs is jolting sadly along on a four-gun wagon, driving a lowly team of mules.
France, France, and driving a team of mules. Me as was rifle champion and the best rider of the regiment. Mules, get up there. Oh, here comes the skipper. Now, what's he want?
How you making it, Hibbs?
Well, if idle conversation was music, I know officers in this man's army would be a brass band.
Now, look here, Hibbs. You've been in service long enough to know how to speak to an officer. I want to talk to you. Enlisted man since 1894, aren't you?
See my ribbons? I've been sighted 3 times in the Philippines, and you got me on a mule team.
Yes, and you know why. 30 years in service. Why, you could be a sergeant. $52 a month pension, honorable discharge, and bonuses. Isn't that worth working for?
Well, Captain, lend me $2 till payday.
No, I won't. I've quit financing this troop. The first thing I know, half the outfit will be killed in action between paydays, and I'll be left holding the sack.
Well, as the oldest soldier in the troop, I ought to have certain privileges.
Hibbs, you could be the best soldier in the outfit. You can drill, shoot, know the trade from soup to nuts. You're the last cavalryman I know with whiskers like caribou horns. You've got everything but ambition.
Yeah, that's why I've lasted.
Well, this gold-breaking has got to stop. Now get along. Well, by George, wait. Say, what's that she-goat doing atop your wagon there? Whose goat is she, and where's she from?
My goat, and she's riding there, sir. Name's Sarah.
Well, she's adding 100 pounds to the load. Tie her to the rear and make her walk.
Oh, but she's lame, sir. The captain don't know goats like I do. A goat ain't happy unless she's on the tip-top of the highest point available.
I don't give a fiddler's hoot whether she's happy or not. Make her walk.
Oh, if I do, she'll get tired and nervous, and she won't let down her milk.
Oh, she's a milch goat.
Sarah's cram full of milk. She's pretty near a full-breed Toggenburg. She's got 2 kids asleep under the wagon seat.
Well, what do you expect to do with this livestock?
Well, sir, they don't feed on much except what the horses have left over. Keep them easy, and the kids will make good barbecue, after which Sarah can give us fresh milk for our coffee. It's rich in butter fat.
Hmm. The canned milk is rotten. You don't like mules, do you, Private Hibbs?
Oh, I hate mules, sir.
Hmm. Well, it's against regulations to keep that animal, but she might be called the company mascot. I might enjoy fresh milk after an arduous campaign.
Well, if I could have horses instead of mules, maybe me and the captain could come to an understanding on Sarah's milk.
The supply sergeant will lead a man in the forage tent. I guess, Hibbs, with only 6 months to go before retirement, you're entitled to some special consideration. If you change your mind and get ambitious, why...
I thank Captain Holly for his kindly advice.
Report to me later.
Now what? Oh, a stand car and a couple of brass hats.
What do you mean by blocking traffic on this hill, soldier?
I beg the general's pardon, but I gotta give these dang mules a breathing spell on this long grade. A merciful man, sir, is merciful to his beast.
An impudent fellow. Wearing decorations, too. Now, look here. Well, what's that nanny goat doing on top of your load, soldier?
Riding free and sightseeing, sir.
Who owns her?
She belongs to my battery commander, sir. Furnishes fresh milk to the battery officer's mess.
It's my opinion that gold has been stolen. Major Brown.
Yes, sir.
Take the name, rank, regiment, and battery of this goat-owning artillery officer.
Yes, sir. All right, soldier.
Captain Witzelfritz, 2nd Regiment, A Battery.
Yeah. All right, get along.
Ah, Bourgeois. Come on, Sarah, get up. We're moving up. Ah, the general is...
The battery unlimbered in a shell-riddled town next afternoon. Private Hibbs was having troubles of his own. His Sarah seemed to have taken on something of the belligerent character of the AEF. For a nanny goat, she was willful, opinionated, and mischievous. She insisted on racing around and bothering the horse lines.
Here, Sarah. Here, Sarah.
Yeah. Having trouble with her, Hibbs? Hey, you're the only one can handle that critter.
She'll get her brains kicked out playing around with them horses. Oh, I'd hate to lose Sarah like that, Sarge. She's a good
one. Yeah, better catch her quick. Look. Here comes the brigadier's car.
Say, come, Sarah. Come here, Sarah.
Good gravy. She's running straight for the general's bus.
She ain't familiar with generals. Sarah, hey.
Look. The brig don't see her. He's out the car and bending over to tie her bootlace. And Jim and Nettie's. Look at that goat.
Oh, Sarah. Oh, boy.
Look,
I better scram out.
Boy, look out. Look out. Oh, boy, how Sarah hit that general.
Somebody help me up. Who kicked me into that puddle? That goat here again. Brush me off. Look at this mess. Well, confound it. Here you, Sergeant. Don't stand there like a dunce, you. Blast it, who owns this goat?
Belongs to an infantry, Colonel, sir. Seems he can't stand field rations, sir. On account he's got ulcers of the stomach. That goat milk is all it can hold down, sir.
Well, what's the confounded animal doing here?
Infantry went into the line, and the Colonel left the goat with us so as we could stable us, sir. He said he sent a soldier back to milk us, sir.
Captain Holly.
Yes, sir.
Look here, Captain. You see what this goat has done? Flooded me into the puddle. Your sergeant.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Tie that goat up. When the infantry colonel's aide comes back to milk her, tell him to take her away. She's dangerous.
Yes, sir.
I know who owns this beast. Feller had her atop a Forgan wagon. Impudent rascal with medals and a big mustache.
Sergeant, you've been in this battery since we came to France. Is there a soldier answering the general's description?
Well, it might be Private Homer Hibbs, sir.
Send for the man at once.
Private Hibbs. Hibbs.
Coming, I'm coming.
Yeah, that's the man. Come here, soldier. Double time. I said double time. Are you deaf? Halt. Didn't you hear me?
I heard the general distinctly. The general gave the preparatory command double time. I only waited for the command of execution, march.
So, now, do you own this nanny goat?
Yes, sir, and I'm proud of her. She's afraid of nobody, sir. She ought to be made a corporal.
Yeah.
You'll be made something, let me tell you. Where did you get her?
I respectfully decline to answer on the ground that to do so might incriminate me.
I knew she was stolen. I'm too busy just now to court-martial you. Take that goat out into that field and shoot her right now.
Oh, but she's only a French goat, sir. How could she recognize an American general? Oh, she's sorry,
sir. Button up that lip. Take her out into that field. Shoot her.
You're hiding back of these wagons. You can come out now. They didn't capture the guns.
We drove them back? But where...
They retreated to those woods on the hill. Crazy fools. Now they're caught in those trees up there. They can't get back because we're dropping shells behind them. They'll stay put until we get ammunition enough to...
But where's Sarah? You seen Sarah?
The hiney's got her. I saw him run her into those woods with him.
Oh, for crying out loud, sir. Oh, say, don't blow up those woods. You might ruin Sarah.
We can't wipe them out until we get more ammunition. Dutchmen may come out when they realize they're pinched off, show a white flag, and surrender.
Well, will our infantry mop the crowd up?
The infantry can't get them. They got machine guns in there.
Oh, and they got Sarah. Oh, they might eat us, sir.
Germans are always hungry. You know how Germans are. And it's way after supper time and getting dark.
Well, it'll be the last meal they'll ever eat. By midnight, I'll drop so much fire into them, it'll blow them 40 ways. How they ever got themselves cut off like that, I can't...
Are you sure they're in those woods? That's all I want to know. Poor Sarah.
Darkness lies on no man's land. So does Private Hibbs. Crawling from one shell hole to another, he worms his way through mud and rubbish with a bag of grenades on his back. A group of gray-clad men huddled around a shaded bonfire don't see him. One of the Germans is busy milking a nanny goat. And the others stand about, mugs in hand, thirstily watching.
Milch. Ja. Das gefällt mir, jawohl.
Hello, Sarah. Stand where you are, you guys. Hands up or I'll blow you all to Christmas. Any of you crowds speak English?
Donnerwetter, a Yankee. How in the world did you get here? Consider yourself a prisoner.
Maybe I'm a prisoner, but that don't stop me if I'm going to toss these bombs. One more move, and I throw this grenade bag, and nobody is safe around here. Now I want that goat.
You came alone here to get this goat?
Me. You said it. You stole her from me, you dirty scum.
What a remarkable fellow that
is. Yeah, you'll think so if you don't do as I say. I got an artillery battery behind me waiting to blow these woods to splinters if I drop one bomb. You boys ain't got a chance. You're trapped on all sides. Surrender.
Surrender my company to a single private soldier? Never.
Come on, Hoyman, come on. Use some sense. My captain's only waiting for the signal to blast you sky high. It's no use to you getting all set up and losing your men for nothing.
Your battery commander sent you to demand my surrender?
Sure, he's that kind. He don't want to kill a bunch that ain't got no chance of fighting back. Just blow your whistle and line your gang up, hands in the air, and march. Walk in the open with this here goat and follow me quick, or I'll drop these bombs and all you get blown sky high.
Up, hold on.
Hey, that's the stuff, march. Hip, come on, Sarah. Hip, 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 hip.
Company attention. To order. At his own request, Sergeant Donegal is hereby reduced to rank of corporal. Private Hibbs is promoted to rank of sergeant. Excerpt from General Orders number 99. Citation. On recommendation of Commanding General AEF, the President is pleased to award Private Homer Hibbs the Congressional Medal of Honor for surpassing gallantry in action before Maligny Woods, capturing an entire German company on the night of September the 8th, 1918. Further citation. Sergeant Hibbs will report to GHQ to receive the Distinguished Service Order of the British Empire and the Medal of the Legion of Honor, French Republic. Sergeant, dismiss.
Dismiss!
Well, Sergeant Hibbs, you'll retire with honors and pension.
Oh, but that's all a lot of baloney, sir. Everybody knows I only went into those woods to get back my goat.
This story, The Goat of Private Hibbs, was broadcast by special permission of the publishers of Red Book magazine. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book.